Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the Word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is June the 10th and our Bible reading portion is from Psalms chapters 23 to 31. Hiding in the secret place of God for refuge. We read in Psalms 27 verses 4 and 5 like this. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret place of his tabernacle he shall hide me. He shall set me high upon a rock. Psalm 27 is a timeless poem written by King David, where he first of all expresses his confidence in God and his love of communion with God in his temple. David then concludes with an acknowledgement of the sustaining power of faith in his own case and an exhortation to others to follow his example. There is a place of refuge from the storms of this life, which is called the secret place that we read in verse number 5. This is the place where God hides His beloved. This is the sanctuary of His presence. We can read about this in one of the other prayers of David, as we read in Psalms chapter 31 verse number 20. You shall hide them in the secret place of your presence from the plots of man. You shall keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. This was a sanctuary that David looked to see God's power and glory when he was in the wilderness. Psalms 63 verses 1 and 2. This secret place is like the eye of the storm, an inner sanctuary of peace and tranquility. In order to dwell in the secret place of God, there are six important principles that we need to remember. And this is based on Psalms 27 verses 1 to 5. 1. We need to remember to have confidence in God. 2. We need to remember to commit ourselves to God. 3. We need to remember to live near to God always. 4. We need to remember to love God from the heart. 5. We need to remember to lean on God during trouble. And number 6. We need to remember to take comfort in God always. When we hide in the secret place of God during trouble, He will secure and protect us from any calamity that might happen in our lives. Let us take assurance from the words of the psalmist, as we read in Psalms chapter 91 verses 1 to 4. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him I will trust. Surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler.